Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Forward to Brother Gumede, good afternoon to you.
My elder, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good to have you back.
Lovely. Thank you so much and good to have you on the show, man.
It's lovely to be here.
Now, yesterday we talked about how to understand the Bible, but that's not where the story ends. The Bible is not a book of fairy tales for our entertainment. It's a life-changing, character-elevating word from above. Now, with that said, my brother, please do summarize today's lesson for us. What is the effect of the Bible in a person's life?
Yeah, thanks, my elder. Yeah, so I think that's one of the main differences when you look at the Bible compared to other books like your novels and things like that, because it has an effect on your life. It goes beyond just entertainment, because it can entertain as well, but it has much more significant power to it. So the lesson speaks about the fact that you know, the entrance of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple, and that is Psalm 119:130. And I think it covers a critical piece that we spoke about yesterday, to say that the word of God or the Bible is relevant for everyone regardless of who you are. I think that's the starting point. And I think there are two fundamental things that are highlighted by the lesson. Number one being that the studying the Bible will strengthen the understanding, the intellect, of the intellect, as no other book can. So there are so many books that are written, and the point that is made by the lesson is that there's no other book that can strengthen the intellect. Number two, if you deeply examine the Bible and absorb its teachings into your life, it will give you strength to overcome destructive habits, and overall, it will enable to develop, you know, physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually. And what I like about these points that are made by the lesson is that these are benefits that can be experienced by whoever, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you stay in Africa, whether you stay in Europe, you know, so regardless of your age, whether you are young, whether you are old, these are benefits that everyone can have access to. So the first and most important thing that is highlighted is that the Bible speaks to the heart. It deals with the experience of us that we have as humans, whether it's birth, it's love, it's marriage, parenthood, death, every situation or circumstance or experience that we go through as human beings, we can find a reference of it in the Bible. Number two is scripture heals the deepest wound in human nature, which is the problem of sin. There is no other source where we can get readings, knowledge, and know-how regarding how can we be saved from the problem of sin. And that's what, you know, we are given. And then there's a story that's given them as well when it comes to this. I don't know if you would like for me to go through it, my elder.
Yeah, that's fine. Please do.
All right. Thank you so much. So it's a story of Rosaria, who was an atheist, but at the same time being a university professor, who says, you know, she despised Christians. Then somehow she came across one who was a Christian friend who was speaking to her openly and honestly about God. And what I like in the story is that this friend of hers did not put any pressure on her. He was simply her friend. And, you know, she says that she started reading the Bible, and when she started reading it, she couldn't get enough of it, you know. And before long, the friend says, hey, you know what, my friend Rosaria, with the book that you are reading, the risk is that it may change you. You know, so she continues telling the story that she continued reading the Bible, and all the while fighting the idea that the Bible was actually inspired. So as she went through the Bible, the word overflowed into her mind, and she tried to fight it as much as she could. But the promises that are, you know, kept in the Bible did something in her that she then realized that, you know what, this indeed is not an ordinary book. And that is the time she gave her life to Jesus. So that's a story that also just shows that the power of the Bible is transformative for everyone. And again, what I just going back to this piece, that what I liked is that the friend who was a Christian did not put any pressure on her. You know, sometimes we can be enemies to our own selves, and even worse, to the gospel, whilst trying to, be Christians, where we try to, whenever we meet people who are of a different faith or who are atheists, we try to convince them or we try to convert them. Whereas the work of conversion is not ours. Ours is to be friendly, to share God's word, and to be there for those who are around us. And I think that's something that Ellen White also speaks about in one of the books, and it's called Jesus' Method. I'm forgetting the book, where he speaks about the fact that Jesus spent time with people. He understood them. He ministered to their needs. Then at the end, he invited them, he bade them,
To follow
follow
me.
me. And that's the process. I guess what also matters is your why. When you engage with someone about the word, it must not necessarily be trying to prove how wrong others are and how right you are as a Christian, but it's about, revealing the character of Christ. And that has an influence of Christianity and God's word having an impact in someone's life. The two last pieces that are touched on here, it's God's word is not a book of one race, or one nation or one culture. Most of its events may have taken place in the East. Its writing may have taken in the East, but we know that it has reached most of the corners of the world, and there's still room for us to share it with others as well. The other point is around, because God works through the Bible, it has great power. So looking at the fact that when we share God's word, it's not like me trying to sell my company or my business to someone else. So God's word has supernatural power that works through people. So you move just beyond convincing someone about the product, but convicting someone and changing their lives, not just changing one aspect of their lives through our common products that we sell. So you could be, because one of the things I was thinking about as well when it comes to this is there are people who could be reading the Bible because there is something that they feel they should change in their lives. And perhaps that's the usual, I would call, target market that we look to approaching with the Bible. And then there are other people who may feel their lives are okay. They may not necessarily see that there's something they need to change about their lives. And I think this is, an example that we were talking about at church the other day, especially when it comes to personal ministries, that it's easy to go to offer community services to people who need blanket and soup kitchens and things like that. But some of us find ourselves going to churches that are in affluent areas, and yet there's still a need for us to do community services. And the idea is understanding how the Bible can be transformative to someone who is well off financially. But we need to then understand what their needs are. And as we said at the beginning, that the Word of God addresses every need of everyone, regardless of their socioeconomic status as well. So I think that's what this point is talking about as well. So it is transformative. So ultimately, why do we read the Bible? So there's a benefit for the life that now is, but also there is a benefit for the life to come. Because you can be financially well off, live a good life here on earth, but as we know, this life, as we know, it is temporary. There's another life that is coming and that is imminent. So one of the other benefits of the Bible is that we need to be transformed. We need God's power to work in our lives so that we can be prepared for the life to come as well. So essentially, those are the key points that the lesson touches on, my elder.
beautiful manners. I think it's a fantastic lesson. Thank you so much, my elder, for coming through. We are going to be learning more. And if you want to hear more about what our guest has said this afternoon, please do join us on our podcasts. And of course, send us messages if you want any more questions. We'll sure to get him back to be able to answer those questions. Thank you so much, Mr. Gumede.
Thank you so much, my elder. Be blessed.
Be blessed and have a good one.
Thanks, mate.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.